A new paper in the New England Journal of Medicine offers a blueprint for how doctors can use artificial intelligence to help them diagnose diseases. The authors outline the benefits of machine learning to reduce physician error and streamline the healthcare system, but they also highlight the challenges of using AI in medicine, cautioning that even machines can't be perfect. Dr. Zach Kohane is an author on the paper and is chair of the Biomedical Informatics Department at Harvard Medical School. Doctor, good morning. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. Glad to be on with your listeners.
So let's start this way. Give us a layman's description of what machine learning is and why it's so promising for the medical field.
Well, machine learning is the process by which computers take in data so that the computer program can learn over literally thousands, perhaps millions of examples, what constitutes a strange eye exam, a skin lesion that looks like a cancer, a X-ray of the chest that looks like a pneumonia. And the machine learns, without being told, what are the features that predict the diagnoses of interest.
So go a little deeper into this, if you would, in this way. In cases of identifying disease or interpreting test results, how is the AI thought process different than a human doctor's?
It's actually quite different. These programs will look at an image of a skin, and on it is a brown spot. Doctors will use their experience, but also their knowledge about how other brown spots can happen, how a brown spot could happen by drinking chocolate milk sloppily, how a brown spot's developed with age. All the computer program has to go on is seeing thousands, millions of images where an expert said, this is normal, this is not normal, this is cancer, this is not cancer. That's it. There's no other deeper inferential process that the computer is going through.
And in fact, you and the other authors expressed concern about relying too much on AI in the future, saying it could actually lead to more errors. What do you mean by that?
If we just look at the patterns without the deeper knowledge of what's going on, you can start associating patterns erroneously with diagnosis. If the training set is mostly, for example, individuals of European origin with mostly white skin, if you then run that same algorithm on individuals of African origin and have darker skins, you may have a very different performance on skin cancer. You might overdiagnose or underdiagnose for that matter. And this results not only in academic error, but in real clinical decisions with significant consequences.
You know, I have to ask, as an occasional patient, does that make early patients in this field guinea pigs until AI becomes more efficient and accurate?
On the one hand, yes, it does make them guinea pigs. But on the other hand, we probably don't realize how often we are, in fact, guinea pigs for a individual doctor getting to learn what are the patterns that are relevant. And not only that, but I think we tend to overestimate how well our doctors, and I say this being a physician myself, can perform. And we know for a fact, because it's been shown so many times, that in women's breast biopsies, the pathologist will only agree on what cancer it is, if there is a cancer, maybe 60 to 70% of the time. That's not brilliant performance, and that's today without AI.
Will AI ever replace doctors, or is it only meant as a helping hand?
It can only be a helping hand. They don't actually have any sense of human values, and specifically your values. So let's say you're diagnosed as having a cancer, and we have a choice. We can treat you with a risky treatment that gives you a small but real chance of living 20 years, or another treatment which is not going to give you a chance of living long, but a very good chance of living until your daughter's wedding. Which do you choose? AI at this point is really silent on that question. As long as we're human beings dealing with our human frailties and with our complex lives, we're going to need to have human beings mediating that decision.
Let me ask you one last question. How close are we to actually implementing this in diagnosing patients?
In the visual medical arts like radiology, dermatology, pathology, we are within months. And in fact, in some healthcare systems, we're already using these techniques.
Dr. Zach Kohane, chair of the Bioinformatics Department at Harvard Medical School and author of a new paper on machine learning in medicine. Dr. Kohane, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks, Bob.